This is an intro. Intro, intro, intro.
Hustle and Flowchart with your boy,
my boy,
Matt Wolf
and Joe Fit.
Hey! So this episode, what are we doing?
What are we doing? I mean, you prepped the episode.
I was prepping
all the tech. So
all right.
I'm flying blind. Actually, I'm not really. I know what we're
You're
talking
not
about.
Not at all. So, I mean, obviously the last, two and a half days have been kind of like a roller coaster for a lot of people.
Yeah, we can talk about that.
I'd say it's a pretty timely topic, right? Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk about that, the market and the interesting stuff that we're seeing there that you might have heard some things about, but you know, we'll riff on it.
Mm-hmm.
Music and NFTs, we're seeing a lot of musicians, you know, those types of artists. Obviously the art mm-hmm. has been going hot for a while, but music is now making a big scene on in the NFT thing with all sorts of interesting projects.
Mm-hmm.
And we invested in one of them.
We did.
That might be a platinum song pretty soon, the first one.
Well, technically I think it is a platinum song. We'll get into it.
Yeah, I don't know. I think there's details. Who knows? But yeah, we'll cover that. There's some interesting stuff happening there. We don't have like a lot of deets on this, but CryptoPunks versus apes. Like mm-hmm. we're kind of talking about like the Creative Commons thing that's going on now. Mm-hmm. That was actually just brought up to our attention, but maybe we'll search around on Twitter in real time to look into some of this stuff, or maybe not.
Mm-hmm.
And then the metaverse, land grabs, NFT, like massive week last week. You know, Sandbox was making the news.
Mm-hmm.
People are throwing up a bunch of money to just be next door to Snoop Dogg.
Mm-hmm.
So there's just crazy stuff happening, and there's this cool sandbox map. It's crazy to see like the difference from just 2 years ago, how fast that sucker's been blowing up.
For sure.
And then we got some random stuff we've been nerding out and kind of thinking about and watching ourselves that are might be a little outside of just NFTs and stuff, but you know, bigger picture things with on the marketing side. There's some changes at Facebook or Meta.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for the folks, the marketers or entrepreneurs that follow us, that's some big changes there that can open up on the advertising side of things. And yeah, some cool podcasts we'll recommend. Yeah, we are back with this is Ahrefs. So Ahrefs came back, and they you know, a lot of y'all have been talking a lot about the Ahrefs stuff.
We've talked a lot about Ahrefs stuff.
A lot of talking about Ahrefs, yes, for years now. And it's a good thing, because you hear all the SEO experts come across our podcast, this is the tool they're always talking about, is Ahrefs. Well, there's something new from Ahrefs, and we want to tell Matt's going to tell you about it.
Yeah, Ahrefs actually has a free version. So if you've been hearing us talk about Ahrefs and you're like, that sounds cool, I need to get me some of that, well, guess what? They got a free one if you haven't been able to afford the previous one. It's over at hrefs.com/AWT. That stands for Ahrefs Webmaster Tools. Mm-hmm. And it's their new free entry into the SEO market. You could get in there. It gives you tons of stats, SEO issue monitoring, advice on how to fix issues. You can see all the backlinks to your website, broken link data, link type data,
crazy,
the various keywords, SEO metrics. All of this is in the free plan over at hrefs.com/AWT.
No credit card required. Go sign up. ahrefs.com/AWT. What are your cool. thoughts lately?
Yeah, I mean, right now, I mean, my thoughts have been figuring out how to set up vMix so that we could stream.
Not
and
streaming
all these people
stuff. No one
and
cares.
The markets, right? Like,
yeah.
I've just like everybody else, I've been keeping a close eye on the markets. And I think, you know, everybody's kind of panicking right now, which I think might be an opportunity, right?
Mm-hmm. It's, well, let's look at the markets. What are we talking about right now? You know, might as well, let's look at some red graphs, huh? Not great looking.
No, everything looks like a bloodbath right now.
It does look that way. But yeah, it's interesting because there are certain things like Terra.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we saw that making a fat move. And there's some people in the Terra that have been like preaching it for a long time now. And but it's interesting. Yeah, some of these have just kind of kept going, you know, whereas a lot of stuff has been shaken up. But that's why we're wearing our shirts right now.
Because we're going to make it.
And being optimistic and being smart. We're not doing the whole, you know, being super fearful. I mean, we got some interesting graphs. I think Uncle also showed it. I'll switch to this now, Matt.
Oh, you're breaking the rule. You're not supposed to show our notes on screen.
Well, you're not quick on the switching here, my man.
Okay,
come
there.
On. I don't have the controls.
Switch the screen.
Okay. We're trying to be all like slick with our... Jesus.
I jumped the gun. Oh, yeah. Joe can censor me now by pressing this button.
Yeah. Matt needs to be censored. All right.
You know what, Joe? Shit. Ah.
It's off the rails. We just... How many minutes? 8 minutes in. Okay. Wow. Sorry, Buff. Not making it look good. All right. Let's go to this really fast, because this is always interesting. So whenever something shakes up in the markets, and I want to hear your perspective from this, because Matt nerds out on all the charts, and really, you've been doing this for a long time prior to crypto and all that stuff too. Mm. But just it's so interesting to look at the historical value. Is not that historic, but last month, green. Mm-hmm. It was hot in the air. It was just green all the way through. 71%, I'm imagining it's percentage thing. But then, you know, extreme fear right now.
Yeah.
So what do we do with extreme fear, Matt?
You know, at times like this, I turn to my old friend, Warren Buffett.
Oh.
Who says...
Is he your friend?
Yeah. We know each other.
I don't think he likes being called old, though. He's pretty damn old.
I mean, facts are facts, dude.
Facts are facts, right.
But, you know, Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger, as we all know, are huge fans of crypto.
The biggest. Wag me.
But they have made comments in the past. What am I talking about? There's a famous Warren Buffett quote about being fearful when people are greedy and greedy when people are fearful, right? And this is what he's referring to right here is right now you've got the fear at a not an all-time high, but a huge high right now.
The fear?
So this is the time that we should be greedy, right? And I think it's interesting because if you look at like NFTs in general, right? So let's say Bored Apes. There's a lot of us sitting there going, I kind of hope the Bored Ape price drops a little bit so I have a good entry point because I really want a Bored Ape one day, right?
I'm FOMOing over here, man.
I want one. So I kind of want the price to come down so I can get in on the Bored Apes. But when we start looking at like cryptocurrencies and altcoins and stuff, everybody goes, the sky is falling.
Bail out.
Yeah. But what you should be doing is going, this coin that I've been wanting to get in on, but I've been thinking is too high, now I can get in on it. Now
everything's on sale.
Right? Like, why do we look at NFTs, this coin that's an asset that can appreciate differently than we look at the cryptocurrencies that we're all investing in? Like, right now, Sandbox, which has been up to almost $8 a share, is like, or a coin, is down to like under five.
Five-ish,
like,
yeah, something like that.
Sweet. That's like a discount. Like, let's buy a whole bunch. Let's get in on it.
Not financial advice.
Not financial advice at all. I don't make financial advice. I'm just talking about, like, this is the way I'm thinking about
it. We don't know what we're talking about.
Never.
Let's be honest.
I mean,
keep going. That was a disclaimer, Matt.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. We don't know what we're talking about.
But you're right.
But we all treat NFTs a little bit differently. Like NFTs, I'm kind of watching going, oh man, I hope this goes down so I can get this entry point. Mm. But, you know, with coins, where the price goes down and we're sitting here going, this is too scary. Bloodbath. I don't know what to do. Let's cry.
Well, it's so interesting too, because you look at, you know, the bigger charts and, you know, Twitter is just so interesting to go play on these days because you get a lot of the FUD and then you get a lot of this thinking too. Mm-hmm. And they're like, okay, hold on, stay the course, HODL, you know, like it's all good. And you look at the price of Bitcoin, it's like, okay, these drops have happened, but if you're like fresh to the game or NFTs, you start flipping out. Mm-hmm. Like there's this thing on Twitter and that we're trying to find the guy with his laptop. And I mean, we couldn't find the image actually. You know,
like, it's kind of become a meme with the dude who, I think it was at Art Basel, right?
I think
He was like in the street with his laptop, like crushed.
And so our condolences that sucks, you know, but at the same time, it's going to be a brief thing, at least from what all the indicators seem to show.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. I mean, it's only losses if they're realized, right? So if you sell low, then it's a loss,
right?
I think the bigger issue right now is there's so many options for leverage in like the DeFi space where you can stake these coins and then borrow against the coins. And a lot of people were doing things where you stake the coins, borrow against those coins, stake the new coins you borrowed somewhere else, borrow against those, stake them. And people were playing these games where
leverage.
Staking, borrowing, and just like leveraging. And those are the people that are really getting screwed right now, right? Like those are the people that are having the hardest time. We sort of lucked out. We had no idea what we were doing, but we actually were doing some of that stuff. We were staking, borrowing against it, staking it somewhere else. And last week, like right before everything went to hell, we deleveraged just because we're like, I don't know.
Because we're geniuses,
Matt. We're ultra smart with this stuff, and we totally know what we're talking about.
You need to do some more switching, Matt. Come on.
Okay.
Genius! He's a genius, too. That guy.
Okay.
Okay. It's going to be hot on the switcher, Matt. Come on, we're live here.
I know.
The folks are watching us. The lads are watching.
I got to focus on conversating and pressing buttons.
Well, that's why Buffalo is the best. Yeah. Buffalo, you're the best. I don't know how you do it.
It's a lot harder than it looks.
All right, let's
go back to the screen.
All right, back to the screen. So that's what we're talking about here is it's pretty much do the opposite of what the masses are doing. Uh-huh. Like you get a really good temperature gauge of things when you go to this website and you can just type up fear and greed index Bitcoin. Gives you the idea. And there's all these graphs. I mean, I just wanted to settle on this one because it's like a pretty good temperature gauge of human behavior. Mm-hmm. And it's humans behind all of this. It's like, yeah, we can have all the smartest contracts and all these cool technology, Web3, yada, yada, yada. It's all amazing. but we're always dealing with people. So I think it's good to have a grasp of people right now. And Twitter and this, I think, are pretty damn good indicators of like, maybe we don't do what the masses are doing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's what I got there. And, you know, it was interesting. El Salvador is making some, they made some moves. Mm-hmm. And that was pretty fun to watch. I mean, like, I definitely say go follow El Salvador's CEO is what he calls himself. I guess the president. I don't know. Maybe he did, like, make it a CEO term. That'd be cool. What's his name, actually? He's right here. Right here. Follow this guy.
Yeah. No, I like there's a tweet in this image. That I saw a tweet on him, from him on Twitter the other day where somebody said, I wonder if he's trading on his computer or if he's having like somebody else trade for him. And he just replied with one word, phone.
Phone.
He's buying his Bitcoin from his phone for his entire country.
Dude, it's rad. And yeah, I mean, they're building Bitcoin City, or I think it's in the works, you know, and they're going to do all sorts of interesting energy efficient stuff. I'm going down here to that phone comment. It's just like right up here. Come on. He tweets a lot. Yeah. He's busy. Yeah. Missed the bottom by 7 minutes. I mean, like, I want this guy to be my president. I mean, I don't know. Should I say that? I don't know. I'm going to be deplatformed.
We're not good
now
at bleeping stuff, are we?
It's just super cool to see this. But, like, that just shows you the kind of crazy power that countries are now coming in on. And there's some other reports of just, you know, people making, like, if you follow this, his Twitter, what, someone else was also matching him. Oh, with yeah. I'm like, this is wild. It's cool to see this in like, you know,
so the times. The country of El Salvador is in a competition with a dude named Justin.
Justin's son. And I think I followed him. I think he's doing cool stuff too. I just don't remember who he is.
Who's got a bigger dick, Justin or El Salvador?
That's for them to decide. Let's let them do that.
We'll find out.
Dick measuring contest. All right. So, yeah, I mean, the fact that El Salvador is sitting on supposedly about a little over 1,200 bitcoins now, and, you know, it's about 60 million worth of that time of recording or writing this, but interesting stuff, man. But yeah, I just love it. But yeah,
I mean, to be honest, that's the type of stuff you might have expected Trump to say online.
Good for him. I mean, so Bitcoin City, I mean, like, it's interesting. I've heard of it. I haven't really dug too much into it, but I mean, it's rad to see him really putting their foot on the pedal there when these dips are happening. Mm-hmm. He's definitely not fearful. That's for sure.
Nope.
All right. Thank you for the switch, because he's trying to cover up my dock. Man, we're just professionals over here. This is what we do, right?
Yep.
All right, so what else do we have? So, the IRS is trying to pull a fast one on all of us.
Is it a fast one?
It's not a fast one, actually. They're doing their job. I don't know what I'm saying anymore. It's live. We can't edit this stuff out anymore. We got to be polished.
I told Joe the other day that my biggest fear was not the tech of going live. It was saying something I shouldn't
say. It's our mouths.
Because we don't have filters. And we typically edit.
Not anymore, y'all. You're going to see us in our
roster. You're getting the uncensored stuff.
Yeah, I'm a little scared about this, but we'll see where it heads. I don't think we're made for live. So this thing, you said, I want to hear what are your thoughts on this? So the IRS is basically, you know, it's toying with this new crypto taxing, and they're claiming that it's basically going to bring in the biggest amount of revenue for the IRS via these taxes.
Yeah, I mean, good luck.
$28 billion they claim.
Yeah, well, I mean, my thoughts on this are, so what's the new law that they're trying to do is like anything over $10,000 or?
Yeah. Yeah, and it's right down here. There we go.
Yeah. So, I mean, what's going to happen with a lot of this IRS stuff is I think it's got to be adjusted, because what this is going to do is it's going to cause people to just try to find and create loopholes to get around it all. Right. And what you're going to do is you're going to make a lot of people criminals that aren't really criminals. They're just people trying to make a living and figure out how to make money online and through crypto and through NFTs and stuff. You're going to make all these people that are like, cool, I found this way to be abundant and to have success and to enjoy my life and actually do something that I love and make money at it. And then you got the government coming in going, no, you're the bad guy now. I'm going to take, if you don't give us the lion's share of that money, then you're a criminal and we're going to throw you in prison, right? Like, that's not going to work very well. Like, there's going to be some issues with that.
Little revolts or people getting creative.
Well, yeah. Maybe not so much a revolt, but you're going to get people trying to find the loopholes. They're going to try to find the back doors. They're going to try to find the ways to make it so their money is more hidden. You're going to see the rise of more of the security coins and the Moneros of the world and, you know, stuff like that, right? So you're going to see people just try to to hide it from the government more, right? There's a term that I've been using because it's my new favorite word from Chris Dixon.
Oh, yes.
Skeuomorphic.
Skeuomorphism.
Skeuomorphism, yeah. Right? Uh-huh. And what that basically means is you're trying to apply solutions to old world problems to, you know, new problems
with old world thinking.
Yeah, you're trying to solve new problems with the way you solved old world problems, but you need new ways to solve the problem, right? You need to figure out some like Web3 on-chain way to tackle taxes through crypto. Mm. But by telling everybody like anything that looks like an exchange of value whatsoever is taxable, that's a cluster, right? Mm. I don't even know
how it's going to be possible.
It's not going to be possible, yeah, right?
They're not fast enough to stick, you know, to do all this stuff. I mean, we know the details. We don't need to talk about all that.
Yeah, people are going to try to find ways to sort of hide it and circumvent the system so that, you know, I just went and I paid this service company some money and that money is gone now. Okay, where do you track it beyond that?
Yeah, for sure.
Right? So there's going to be, it's just going to create, like, people are going to try to find ways to circumvent it, and you're going to turn a lot of people who, you know, have good intentions. They're just trying to make a life for themselves. They're just trying to be abundant. They're just trying to, you know, make their money online through gaming or art or music, like we're going to talk about in a minute. Mm-hmm. Like, whatever. They're trying to make their money through those ways, but you're going to turn them into a criminal by saying, like, you know, because you can't follow these really convoluted rules that not even the government itself understands, if you don't follow these, you're a criminal. Like, come on, this shit's not gonna fly, and there will be, my assumption is that there's going to be some appeals and some things that address this,
a lot of pushback
before anything ever really happens. I could be totally wrong. It is a little bit scary, but I like to take the optimistic view that you know, the government's gonna get their shit together. It's probably not the view, but the government's going to get it together and do something that's in the best interest of the people. Hopefully, maybe we'll see.
I hope so.
Maybe we need to stop electing really, really old guys who are out of touch. But
we need El Salvador's CEO here. And, no, so yeah, I mean, check out the article. Do some research on this. I think it's really smart for all of us to know what the older financial systems are seeing with this new wave of financials. You know, just how money works, currencies and value. Mm-hmm. So it's. It's going to be interesting, but it's, I don't know. We'll just see how this goes. But it's 2023 is what they were saying, where this stuff would kind of start coming into play. But,
and I mean, let's be honest. So you and I, we've been, you know, we've been really kind of paying attention to crypto since 2013, investing fairly heavily since 2017. Mm-hmm. And, you know, since we started paying attention to it, we've seen articles like this at least once a year,
right?
Like, the government's going to make it illegal. Like, China's making it illegal. Like, it feels true. Like it's been made illegal multiple times and then always seems to, you know, come back around, right? So it's like, how do you ban something where there is no sort of central organization running it, right? Mm. Like, it's not possible. You've got to figure out new solutions.
Yeah, and that's where I don't know. You know, I'm thinking of like things like Coinbase, you know, the centralized exchanges where, you know, you have KYC and it's people that are kind of like leaving the money in there, the funds in there. Mm-hmm. That's where I'm sure they would go after the most obvious entry points or the ones that are trading purely on there. Mm-hmm. But what am I saying? You know, it's like that's the one that's a little bit more obvious, I would say. But things are going to change, and they're going to change like every single day here. Yeah. There's no way that they can keep up with all that stuff.
VPNs are your friend.
Not sponsored by Nord, but go get one of your own. All right. So, well, it's interesting because that ties in this whole money talk. And you said like people really trying to make it for themselves, because I feel like right now a lot of people are having a lot of hard times. It's interesting because I feel like we're very much in a bubble, you know, of our own. I'm very close up right now. It's weird to look at my face. We got to make this less close.
Yeah, we'll figure it out later. But for now, just talk out of your nose.
I will. I'll keep my head down. But it's interesting because a lot of folks are just, you know, it's tough times. I mean, we have a lot of friends and we're like, how are you doing? And it's like, well, it's different days. It's a different reality that we're living in. So you
keep going.
I know you're freaking me out with all this switching. I'm not used to this, man. So I think it's good to be tapped in with kind of the bigger plays here and also know that, you know, like there's a lot of folks that are just investing a bunch of money or, you know, with NFT, it's speculative assets. I think Fununcle said it right yesterday. You got to be optimistic in these times, HODL if you can and all that stuff, but know that we're in a really good spot. The fact that we're in this right now, that we are knowledgeable, we're connected with the lads and the network and the Discord. Go join the Lads City Discord, ladz.city. We should have a call to action to that. But, oh, look at that. Throw it in the chat, please. There's a good podcast we'll recommend in a little bit that explains how money works, and like all the way from freaking centuries ago, but also like World War One, Two, all this. It relates to what you were saying with like a lot of folks are just kind of in this cycle, and I feel like this is an awesome time for wealth generation if that's what you choose. You can do it through NFTs or any of these other protocols, projects out there, and yeah, all the way back to the IRS stuff.
Oh boy,
it's gonna be fun. Let's skip this, huh?
Yeah, let's skip that.
All right, so Metaverse, they made a big
wait, wasn't there more stuff up there? Go up a little.
No. Yes, we missed.
Yeah, we music missed the whole and section NFTs. We wanted to talk about there.
So music and NFTs are becoming more of a thing day by day, and we invested in one on Friday. deadmau5 in Portugal, the man, released a single. I wouldn't say that the song's really that good.
Can we play the song?
Let's find it.
Are we allowed to? Like, since we own the NFT, do we have the rights to
play that song? I'm going to find the song and we'll play it, maybe just a little bit. Here it is.
Yeah.
But it's interesting because they already sold a million of these bad boys. It's called This Is Fine. It was like $2.50 or something like that.
It's cheaper now.
It is. Bastards.
We bought it for $2.50. It's $1.76 now.
Still says it's available. I don't think that's the case. Yeah. I wish it was a more upbeat song like they're used to. But the whole thing is that these guys teamed up to become the first NFT single ever to go platinum.
Platform. Basically, they engineered it so that there was... So to go platinum in music, you have to sell a million copies of something, right?
Yeah.
So they basically engineered it so it's an NFT with a million available of the NFT.
Right.
Right? And you said earlier there was news that it went platinum, right?
That's what I thought. Yeah, the artist minted a million. Let me see. Or maybe I misread that. Let me see here. This is fine to become the first ever to go platinum.
So, I mean, when you went to the site, it looked like there was some still available. So maybe
it did, but that was the same number as Friday. So I don't think that site's really working so well. Cool. Yeah, that's about the same.
That makes us confident.
Very confident. But go check this out. It's just interesting. I like the whole feat of going after platinum via NFTs and without a publisher or, you know, a record label.
I like that the image that they created looks like they did it in Microsoft Paint.
Totally. Like, we could have made that in about 5 minutes, except for these things here. So yeah, I mean, it's cool to see, you know, these are big name, you know, artists coming out there around the record industry. And yeah, we've talked a lot about how NFTs can potentially be like a gateway for artists, like the musicians, to really kind of own their own IP, but also gather their community around to support them. It doesn't have to be a million, it could be freaking 1,000, you know? Like, but now you have that capital, you're not splitting, you're cutting out the middleman, is the whole thing in the music industry. And it's really cool to see this. And there's other stuff happening. We talked about ApeIn, I think a couple weeks ago. And that was a cool project. That was one that Gary Henderson, our buddy, brought up to our attention.
Yeah.
And that was, you know, it's kind of playing off the whole apes. And you know, I think a bunch of them were our rappers produced by Timbaland. I think Timbaland's doing a lot more, too, in this space.
And they're all anonymous, right? Like, nobody actually knows who the artists are.
I believe
that are
so.
Part
Let's
of
see.
It, right?
Let's see.
Well, we know Post Malone's an ape, so we could probably just assume Post Malone's
He's definitely
of
in there.
He's definitely... No.
I don't know. Here are the apes. I think if you follow Timbaland, I think he's doing quite a bit. Like some other, he's kind of working with other artists. There's a lot of artists that, you know, like deadmau5, I noticed that he's doing a bunch of stuff in the NFT game too. So it's just interesting to see this stuff pop up. And there's one more. Let me cut over here. Matt, don't show my screen because we're trying to be all polished, right?
That's right.
That's right. All right. Mike Shinoda, he from Linkin Park.
And Mike Shinoda's actually been on Loud City, I believe, right?
So he just released this, I think it was last week. It's already sold out. Q brought it up to our attention earlier today. And it's just super cool because it's a generative mixtape plus art by Mike Shinoda. But I mean, like, it's really interesting to, you know, no roadmap. But and it's on what the Tezos chain. It's a green NFT is kind of why he chose this over Ethereum. Thank God for the gas prices. Even though you said gas was like stupid low the other day.
Yeah, the other day. I managed to get in real cheap on gas.
So there's the fear index probably coming into play again, right? You're like, maybe people not transacting enough, you know, as much. So yeah, the collection. Let's see. This is a bunch of basically generative audio that we could probably. I'll stop it right now. So it's publicly out here, but check it out. It's cool to see this kind of, you know, just different styles of NFTs. Not sure what the game plan, obviously it doesn't have a roadmap. So threw it out there, but it's cool to see the artists kind of get into the mix a little differently here. And take the power in their hands, you know?
take the power back.
Yeah.
Get it out of the records. You know,
we need like Rage Against the Machine to do something here.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because you and I, we were both in bands, right? So like I was in a band like right out of high school. When I started college, I was in a band for like, I don't know, 8 years or something. And we actually recorded in studios and did little mini tours of the Southwest and cool stuff like that. And at one point, we had an interview with a record label and we went up and met with the record label and it just felt so like, you know, we got to bow down to you and we got to do what we got to do to get on the label. And it just, it felt so shitty, right? It felt like we have to go and impress these people with the art that we created. Music is art, right? So we created this art and we have to go, do you approve of our art? And if you approve of our art, then you can help get our art out there, right? And I feel like the NFT world, they're basically saying, screw the middleman, screw the record labels. Yeah. I make my art and I put my art in front of people. And I love that the world is going that way, especially with music, especially as a musician myself.
Dude, it's like, and that's where it started with art, you know, the kind of the 2D kind of stuff that you see just everywhere. But now, you know, and even Fununcle was talking about it. It's like, now we're going to start seeing a lot more utilities and 3D type of NFTs or things like this, like audio. Like that's super rad. I mean, imagine how many musicians. And
this one's generative audio too.
Generative audio, yeah.
Like, I can't even wrap my head around how they do that yet. Like,
no clue.
I don't get it.
Let's listen to another one. Just hear the variety. I haven't even actually listened to this yet. Like this. Better than the Dead Mouse.
Yeah. Is it Mike Shinoda on him also?
I think so. That's what it says.
Yeah, I mean, I'd legit listen to this.
I mean, that's like rank number one. I don't know what this is. Yeah, but check it out. I mean, this is... So they all have a similar beat so far, huh? What do we got here? Here it's just slight differences.
Well, I guess if you keep it all in the same like timing, you keep the whole thing in the same timing and the same key, you could just throw a whole bunch of stuff in the same timing and same key and it'll go together, right?
That's brilliant. That's different. All right, this is cool. I'm in on it. I think we're going to listen to a lot.
None of them are for sale, so you're not in on it.
Damn it. They just sold out. Keep a lookout, y'all. Oh, man. That's going to be fun. All right. Well,
let's talk some metaverse shit.
Metaverse stuff. I mean, a lot of stuff happening.
Metaverse.
Too late. All right. So there've been some land grabs going on. And last week was a hot week. I know Sandbox was doing a bunch of stuff. Snoop Dogg was dropping a bunch of things too. There's a lot of stuff. I mean, you're in the Sandbox pretty heavy. I know a lot of folks.
Yeah,
are
I
here.
Actually have not played the Sandbox yet because it's PC only.
We just got our PC here, and finally. Like,
this rig that we're streaming from is now a PC, so I'm gonna play some Sandbox on it when Joe's not around.
Oh, what? What's up with that?
Well, you don't want to watch me play video games.
That's true. I do want to see the Sandbox because I haven't had the opportunity to really get in there.
Maybe we'll make a video over on the Hustle and Flow channel of us just like screwing around playing Sandbox.
Let's do it. I'm down. New Mr. Beast. Is that what you're saying here? Is that what we're gonna be here?
Sure.
I mean, no, don't think so. So here we go. Digital land grabbing basically is outpacing everything else in the NFT space, it seems like here. And last week, I mean, there's a lot of money getting tossed around, about $300 million. I'm sure it's probably more at this point, but I mean, Sandbox was a big piece of that, you know, with a lot getting put out there. Decentraland also had high volumes, it looks like. It's interesting to see, like, and this is what we're talking about, like, you're seeing the kind of the shifts of the of where NFTs are going or the attention of things, and Metaverse is obviously super hot. Yeah, man.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like every week we're talking a little bit about the Metaverse, but it feels like that's where things are right now. Like the all the buzz around the like the profile pictures, the PFPs, all of that stuff has sort of died down a little bit. People are, you know, it kind of feels like most people have picked their profile pic. They've picked what they're gonna like, what they're gonna do, and
they're attached to it.
And they're attached to it. Mm-hmm. You know, we were gonna talk a little bit about the punks versus apes thing, where you know, the punks, they don't have the same Creative Commons license as a lot of the other NFTs that are coming out. So if you own a punk, you don't. I don't know all the details, so we didn't want to get too deep. That's why we kind of passed over it. But basically, if you own a punk, you don't have all the same rights to use that image as if you owned like a Bored Ape or something like that, which is something that the Bored Apes do like to call out a lot to the punks, right? And there's almost like a West Coast, East Coast punks verse.
But is it real, Matt?
No, it's not. It's the vocal minority, right? For like, I think the majority of people in this NFT Web3 space are in that all ships rise together kind of thing. Like, and there's a lot of people that own both punks and apes, so how do you rectify that? But I mean, it's really comes down to that Creative Commons license thing, where the punks don't they can't quite do as much as they want with them, you know.
Yeah, no, it's interesting because with the Apes, yeah, I mean, you see so many cool things happening, licensing type stuff. I mean, people have even opened like coffee shops with like, you know, the branding, the Ape logo on there, at least the branding of it of theirs. I'm like, this is just, it's a cool concept to extend from just a, you know, a 2D JPEG into the real world in this way.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas, but, yeah,
the you know, are, all that circling back around to like the initial vein that set that metaverse off was, you know, I think a lot of the profile pic stuff, I'm not saying it's done. I think we might see another like resurgence of it as more people come into this world and get onboarded. I think you will see it, and especially more with the, you know, as some of the side chains, the layer twos, the roll ups, some of those kinds of things become more prevalent, right?
Yeah.
The more you start to see like, okay, I could buy this profile pick, but this profile pick actually costs what it says it's going to cost, right? It's not 0.05 ETH plus another 0.05 ETH in gas fees, you know?
Like, for sure. Yeah, no, it's very interesting. And obviously with the virtual land, there's a lot more utility. It seems baked in. It's obviously hot with sandbox.
I think there's one thing stuff I'm kicking myself over.
What's that?
Is not buying up virtual land early on. Like I bought the coins, right? I own Sandbox. I own some Decentraland. I own some Axie Infinity. Mm-hmm. I own the coins behind a lot of these games, but I never did the land grab thing. And I think out of everything I'm kicking myself over the most, I wish I grabbed land early on because like I love Minecraft. I love like those types of open world games, you know, like one of my favorite games is Grand Theft Auto, and there's games coming out in the metaverse that look like Grand Theft Auto.
NFT Live was showing some of them. I forget the name of it, but I was like, I want to play that. That's my thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
So the metaverse stuff is just like that. That's kind of the biggest thing going on. And then obviously you have Facebook rebranding as Meta, which is going to be a stupid move because essentially they're trying to create the metaverse that was depicted in Ready Player One. One, which is like
the overlord.
What do they call it? Like IOI or something like that? So, yeah. Like IOI is the overlord of the metaverse. So it's like a centralized metaverse, but everybody's sort of rebelling against it to sort of make it like more decentralized.
Zuck,
it's like
coming at you.
Hey, Facebook, maybe watch that movie because like you're trying to create that version of the metaverse where the rest of us are trying to create the version that's like at the end of the movie. Ah, shit, I shouldn't spoil the movie.
But don't do that. So, but yeah, it's very interesting to see where the trends are right now with land grab. You know, and there's so many different things. I mean, there's different games that are already being played right now. What's the name of that? The one you're playing with Buffalo.
Oh, World Wide Web?
Yes. Yeah.
With two B's at the end?
With two E's, yes.
Two B's.
B's.
Web. Web.
Web. So I know you were buying, like, there were apartments for sale and all that stuff last week. They all sold out.
Well, you can pull in your NFTs, too. So, like, if you have, like, a character NFT, some of the NFTs integrate already, and you can walk around as like this wizard character that you got. And Buffalo was showing us that, you know, he has a Cryptode and your Cryptode's your pet and it follows you around the game.
It's so cool.
And the game is actually pretty fun. It reminds me of like NES versions of like Zelda or like the old school Pokemon on Game Boy, like that style of game. But it's all pop culture reference. There's like Rick and Morty references and there's Matrix references, and you go around and you collect totally legal herbs.
totally legal green.
I'm pretty sure that's what they call it. Like totally legal herbs or something like that. And you go around and you collect these herbs, and there's all these pop culture references, but
Rick,
it feels like like I remember Morty like lends you his vape pen in the game, and like I think his name's Marty in the game, not Morty, but yeah, I mean, I think it's all based on Back to the Future originally, right? But so Marty and Doc and Marty and Rick and Morty.
They look very similar.
Yeah. So in the game, I think it's actually Doc and Marty again, but they kind of look more like Rick and Morty. But anyway, you got all these pop culture references in a game that feels like an NES game or a Pokemon Game Boy game. And it's just like nostalgia.
That's
overloads.
Playable right now.
You can go and play it right now. Like how many games are people hyping up that you literally cannot go and play right now if you want? There's a lot still.
And that's the thing. I think that might fuel a lot more of the interest of this virtual land as well, or virtual properties. You know, in the case of that game, I think it was apartments.
Yeah.
You know, and like buildings that you could purchase.
So. Yeah, you can get penthouses. And
Yeah. So check into this stuff. It's very interesting. And yeah, it seems like early days for this, even though we're kicking ourselves for some of the big ones that we haven't gotten in on, but it's very, very cool to watch. And Buff, go check out Buff's Cryptodes popping around on the streets out there.
Yeah, I don't have the animation to go Cryptodes.
I know, you gotta hook us up, Crip. Buff, I'm Crip.
I don't know any Cryptodes, so I don't know if we're allowed to.
Yeah, I know.
I don't think we have the rights.
Switching up, Matt.
All right, switch it up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's your job, not mine.
That's my job, I bet.
We both have jobs to play here.
What do we got? This is my job here. Land grab is here. This one, I think this is just piling on a little bit more in the sandbox. So it's proven money's getting tossed around a lot in this space here. And it's very interesting. Metaverse top sales, $100 million this week alone. See, this is an old article. Has to be. Well, I don't know. A lot of stuff going on. Let me go back to one more because we have someone that wanted to really be close, up close and personal with Snoop Dogg for some reason in the metaverse.
This is about me.
I don't know if you're going to get a second hand off of in the metaverse, second hand high from Snoop Dogg, but he'll find a way, I'm sure.
You never know. We're working on some stuff.
Yeah. So he's a resident. I mean, he was dropping all sorts of stuff last week as well. Following Snoop on Twitter is pretty damn fun.
Yeah.
These days, you know, it's just a bunch of crypto stuff. But it's just funny to see all these people taking screenshots of Snoop Dogg in the sandbox metaverse, you know, and they're like, I found Snoop.
Yeah, I retweeted a tweet from Snoop because somebody went like, just paid $450K to be Snoop Dogg's neighbor. And then Snoop's response was like, that's a bargain.
So yeah, a plot next to Snoop's virtual land sold today for close to 71,000 sand, which is about $450,000. So crazy, man.
That's crazy. Did you listen to the whole Snoop Dogg on Joe Rogan?
Yes.
I never finished it all the way to the end. Did he ever talk about like NFTs or anything he's doing in Web3?
No, he did not. And that was like a almost 4-hour episode too or something like that. But that guy is brilliant.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just into play. Like, all right, we went black. He just loves playing the game. That's what it sounds like. He likes to have fun and he likes to play the young man's game. It's like what he likes to say all the time. So I think that's why he's here and you're going to see him a lot more from the sound of it because he just likes to get busy with all this stuff. I mean, he likes to be the hardest working man in showbiz is what he said.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I like his rule, right? Like everything he builds is to have fun, mm-hmm. right? And
everything.
And literally there's probably a lot of people on Lads who haven't heard our podcast in a while or before, but anybody who's listened to our Hustle and Flowchart podcast for a while knows that that's sort of a recurring theme. Is like literally we're just building our business to have fun. That's mm-hmm. all we do every day is like figure out like if this isn't fun, why are we still doing it?
That's why we did this.
Yeah.
We kind of hung everything else up and then moved our way over here to Lads, you mm-hmm. know, and talking about this stuff because this is totally different, but it's way more fun.
Yeah.
We're
lit up about it. For lit show. Up.
All right. So let's see here. This was cool too. I found a little metaverse map. Saw Q actually tweeted or replied to this just earlier today. But it's super crazy to see just the growth of the land sales, you know, all the way from 2019 to 2021.
So that mean is there ever going to be land again, or is it like the only way to buy land at this point is like to buy it on the secondary market, like OpenSea or something?
Not sure. I mean, it looks like it's been expanded, as we can see here. But
I mean, it literally says last land sale.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do, but
yeah, because I know some of the other metaverses out there, Metavi. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's right.
Metavi.
I think the other metaverses out there have talked about having like additional planets, right? Like this sort of main planet, the core planet. They'll all be the most always be the most valuable because it was like the original planet. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But now they're going to expand to like new planets. You can buy land on these, and like the further away you get from the original planet, the kind of the less value it has. Kind of like in the same way, if you're a comic book nerd, there's first edition releases, uh-huh. and those are always the most valuable. And then when there's a second edition release, they're slightly less valuable, but still valuable. And each subsequent edition becomes less and less valuable.
I like that. Yeah, right? I think it's going to happen here as well.
I could see something like that in a lot of the metaverses. I don't know if the sandbox, that's their plan, because that would be sort of dilution of landowners, right? And I don't think they want to dilute investments of people.
So. Yeah, for sure. I wonder if it would be like almost like you said, the whole planet thing, or teleport over here to this other land, you know, that's maybe less valuable, less visible.
Maybe each land gets slightly like junkier and junkier. Mm, it's like, all right.
Seedier.
Yeah, if you're on like the seventh edition of land, it's just like you get a tent on the sidewalk, dude.
Oh, it's like how Fun Uncle describes and then, how to find him. That'd actually be kind of a fun game,
right? Like you start out on the sidewalk in a tent with a sleeping bag and a bottle of whiskey.
Start from nothing.
And you start from nothing, and then you build up and build up and build up, and the next thing you know, you're like a millionaire living next to Snoop Dogg.
I made it in the city.
Virtually smoking weed with Snoop Dogg.
Hey, man, with a hi-hat and all, you know? So I don't know.
What's a hi-hat?
I don't know. It's a slip of the tongue here. We're live, Matt. All right, going back to I think that wraps up our metaverse land grab section. It's a fun space to be in right now, and all this fear, all that fun stuff. Yeah, what are we doing? Oh yeah,
let's check in. Let's see what people are saying.
We have a bunch of comments and totally forgot to even.
I don't know how to put comments on the screen like Buffalo does, but he's going to teach me next week. So
yeah. Oh man, Buff was giving us some. We're twinsies. Oh man, you guys are rad. Yeah. cool shirts, airdrops for life.
I'm assuming by the comments that means everybody can hear and see us.
It seems as such, yeah. And we're visible and we're heard. So, yeah, this is rad. So, Q's in the comments. We've got all sorts of people up in here. Thank you, thank you. What else? I'm in US. Every IDO wants a KYC that I can publish. Do I just give up on IDOs? Can't.
I'm not going to comment on that.
Yeah, okay.
We have participated in some.
Yeah, I mean, it's tricky. We'll just say that right now.
Yeah. But
do your research.
Yeah.
What are you going to say? Should I bleep you?
But probably.
We're about to say something.
Maybe ask me personally in the Discord about it.
Yeah, you'll find that at lads.city. It's lads with a Z. Go hit him up in the Discord. He's eFlow.
There you go.
We don't even have little captions for us or anything.
Yeah, I got to build all that.
Next one. All right, keep the chat coming and hit that subscribe button. Let's throw us a call to action, Matt. We got to be doing that a little bit more. Which button is it?
I think it's this one.
Hey, that's the one.
Hopefully it doesn't play the intro right after again.
I hope not. All right, so kicking over to our final section, just a few things that we're nerding out or keeping our eye on. Uh-oh. Is...
You saw the doc.
Saw the doc. Oh, boy. So us being the marketers, businessy dudes from before, you know, we have a lot of folks that still watch us from that space. You know, Meta, aka Facebook, is now starting to allow some crypto, I can't even speak anymore, advertising. Yeah. And they still have some, you know, some things, some hoops they have to kind of jump through. But they're basically opening it up a lot more from... what, like three different types of licenses to now 27. So you still have to kind of jump through some stuff.
Yeah, well, I mean, anybody had to think it was kind of funny when they rebranded as Meta, but they don't allow any sort of... I don't really like using the term crypto because I feel over the last several years, like crypto has kind of gotten a, you know... Not the best term, and I think that's why a lot of people started saying Web3. Mm. And Web3 is a little more encompassing, right? It's the creator economy plus
most people don't know what it is.
Plus tokenization, right? Yeah. Like it's sort of a bundle of things, and I prefer Web3 over crypto. Mm. But it is kind of funny that Facebook was rebranding as Meta, but they didn't allow any Web3 kind of ads.
No advertisement, though. Yeah.
So, you know, we wanted to talk about this briefly because we do know a lot of people who are in the digital marketing space are listening to the show still. Our original Hustle and Flowchart show was all about digital marketing. And this is a good overlap concept to talk about here is that you can now be in both worlds. You can do advertising and be in the crypto Web3 space. That's kind of exciting.
Yeah. These images of this, I've just been seeing, you know, like Zuck and this whole thing. I'm like, this is just weird, man.
Yeah.
The almighty Zuck.
I don't know. I mean, I'm I'm not super, super bullish on Facebook's version of the metaverse.
No? No. Is anyone?
I don't know.
Maybe the people that don't know what metaverses are.
I'm sure.
What's coming? What's possible?
Might be.
But. Well, they like playing chess. We know that much inside their their metaverse promo video, their hot trailer.
Oh man, you know,
whatever it was.
So, not really much. Was there more you wanted to add on?
No, it's just good to know. Like, hey, they are expanding some stuff. So if you are, you know, thinking about advertising, I mean, this has always been one of those things. Like, oh, can't do that. Got to figure out other ways to promote my stuff. Well. Now that's possible, but you still have some hoops to jump through. I don't know all the details, but you know, now it's actually possible, which is cool. So it's a change. It's a positive change. We'll see where it goes.
Yeah.
And a couple things that we wanted to nerd out on, but a couple things we're watching / listening to. Q, I'll start with this one. Q actually recommended this to us, and this is a Tim Ferriss podcast with Balaji, and I'm not going to pronounce his last name unless you...
Srinivasan. I don't know if that's right or not. I'm sorry.
That's great. It is a freaking marathon of a podcast. It's on YouTube as well, so you can just find that if you look for these two gentlemen. Tim doesn't do really any talking. It's this guy here.
Most Balaji. Of Tim's talking is him responding to, have you heard of this book? And Tim going, no, I haven't.
Book? It's no, like any other term. It's everything. So, but it's brilliant. So Balaji, he's just fascinating when it comes to economics, the world, you know, societies, China, but Bitcoin. And I mean, he was the CTO, I believe, of Coinbase, Andreessen Horowitz, worked with them, general partner, earn.com, which was acquired by Coinbase and all these other things. Dude knows his stuff. Mm-hmm. So if you really want to get like a deep grasp of how, I mean, just the world is looking at Bitcoin and crypto right now, but also what's to come the next 3 to 5 years, maybe 30 years, and how, you know, crypto in general is just going to change so much.
Yeah.
But also it's not going to be exactly what we think it's going to be. There's going to be this interesting kind of hybrid thing going on. It's all obviously theory, but it's a fascinating episode to go listen. I drove from freaking LA and back and didn't complete the episode.
That's because you weren't listening on 2X.
That's true. I wanted to really understand what they were saying because he was a smart guy saying smart things.
I had to listen at 1.5X.
But I don't think I would even digest
it. He also did another really good podcast on Bankless where he was talking about how, like basically worlds based on crypto. Yeah. I can't describe it. You got to listen to the episode. Basically creating communities that are like within a country but are outside of the laws of the country because they created their own sort of like DAO government.
Yeah, right? In like a piece of land, and he mentions that in this episode briefly a little bit, where it's like, yeah, there's a lot of open land even in the US that's not really being used, but maybe there's a good use case for that land for like a decentralized community that's kind of self-run as a DAO. If all this stuff doesn't make sense, just listen to the episode because I guarantee you'll come out with like way more IQ points than going into it.
Well, another great one too is I said it backwards last time. Raul.
Oh, that's right. Got it.
Oh, you already got it. That's already what you got?
I got it. Look at you on the fast switch, huh?
Hey, I'm working I'm working on it.
I'm getting those. Work it, girl.
Oh, you got a video playing.
Well,
we're just going to watch the whole thing. It's 2.5 hours. Let's just watch it.
Dirt. Yeah. All right. You ready?
Everybody so grab your popcorn. We're going in.
We're not 2Xing or anything. I can't find the yet. Well, basically, yeah. Look up this guy here. The metaverse is the new solar system. I have not completed the full thing. I'm about 45 minutes in, but it's absolutely brilliant. You said you listened to something that was very similar.
Yeah. He was on a podcast called the What Is Money podcast, and it was a really, really good discussion.
So his name is Raul Powell. It's very tiny, obviously, and I wish they had it in the subject line. But yeah, check it out, and we'll link some of this stuff in the description after the stream too. But I mean, this video right here, it's kind of like the other one. This guy he's brilliant. You know, I was watching some stuff from him just randomly, but his understanding of how money is brought, you know, like the circumstances of the world, kind of these unforeseen consequences that have happened throughout history has led us to this point where we're at right now. And it's a lot of stuff we never saw coming, but there's a lot of folks that are kind of stuck in a little cycle right now because of what's happened. Mm-hmm. And it's very interesting to just understand, God, it's a horrible screenshot. Let's switch away from him now. just for probably writing me like horrible representation of me. Listen to this stuff. This is the stuff that we're kind of learning about, you know, obviously keeping up with the news and all this, but really the macro. And it's like, where have things been? Where are the trends? And where's money kind of come up to this point? And who's had the power, you know? And there's just so much shifts happening right now all at once. Mm-hmm. And that's why we see stuff from like the IRS, you know, all these things like quickly trying to get stuff out there. And, you know, it's in the news. Twitter's constantly popping up with, I mean, I even look on like my wife's Twitter every now and then just to kind of check. I'm like, wait, is it just my Twitter that's like blowing up with everything? I'm like, no, crypto's over there on hers too.
Yeah, yeah.
She ain't looking that kind of stuff up.
Yeah.
So I'm like, man, it's everywhere. So it's cool to have this deeper understanding.
For sure.
And I think it'll help you out in the long run.
Cool.
Not financial advice.
Never is.
Do your education, huh? I think that's it.
What's the Monaco thing?
Monaco thing, I don't know a lot about, but I'll throw it up here. So there's another good podcast that, a couple of them that we've been listening to called Proof or Modern Finance and Modern Finance by Kevin Rose. Mm-hmm. Go check it out. But Monaco is one that they were briefly chatting about on this Proof podcast from last week. And how do they describe it? So essentially, it's kind of like going deep on Twitter in the NFT space. They basically just put everything in crypto into a Twitter-like kind of feed, but you can display NFTs and all this other fun stuff. There is also a whole project behind it. You can get some yachts. I don't know the details behind all their yachts, but there's that part to it too. But dig into it. It seems like it's a very early kind of platform that if you're into kind of sharing your stuff and you really wanted to kind of integrate all of your NFTs and crypto stuff, like go check out Monaco.
Cool.
Where is it? Yeah, just look up what's the main website? I guess just Monaco.
What happened
to NFT.io?
What happens if you drop the yacht?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's just it takes you to the platform. So it kind of looks like this, Twitter like, and you can kind of take a peek at the high NFT suggested. I actually haven't poked around too much. You can see there's a tokenized kind of thing going on here. So
we'll have to learn about this and maybe talk about it once we know what it is.
Just landed in the metaverse. Yeah. doesn't look like a lot of action. I mean, there's a lot of people posting, but engagement doesn't look like it's happening too hot. But it's interesting. It's just cool because, you know, like Twitter, Jack Dorsey just left Twitter last week. Mm-hmm. And that's where I think this came up in conversation in that podcast is like, wait, does that mean that Twitter's not going to be as crypto friendly, you know, and like kind of integrate? But I think it will be because the guy that's actually in charge, I believe, is pretty into crypto as well. He's now the head of
Twitter. Yeah, to be honest, I haven't gone down that rabbit hole, but what I do know about Jack Dorsey was that he was a Bitcoin maxi, right?
Totally.
So like he believed that Bitcoin was the one true coin, like the one chain to rule them all kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so I know there's been some stuff where they started to develop some Ethereum integration on Twitter, and then it never actually rolled out, and a lot of people kind of assume that's because Jack Dorsey's that Bitcoin maxi. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know. I actually think that's a bullish sign. Really,
I think so too.
Who knows?
I think it's gonna be good. So keep a look out on Monaco, but obviously I think Twitter is gonna roll some stuff too. It should, because it's gonna just help them out as a company. What else, Matt? How are we gonna get out of this thing? How do we wrap this puppy up now that we're live? We haven't really practiced this part.
I could press some buttons.
Our tribe. Throw it in the chat. So maybe hit that subscribe button if you haven't already. I'm gonna go check the chat. If you it's been rolling. Hello. What do we got? What do you think about gaming crypto or metaverse future? Matt, what do you think about that?
I think the future's bright.
Clashing with Sid 06.
I switched to my outro scene too quickly.
Yeah, you did. There we go. We're back. I'm just looking at the comments really quick. Yeah. Dow States. Yeah. Nifty's laughing. Nifty's laughing. Dow shall listen to Raoul Powell. Yeah, man. Do it, Llama. Yeah. I love it. No, this is cool. I'm just kind of cycling through. Faux show. And I'm just randomly talking now.
Cool.
You guys can read the comments. So thank you very much. Go hit the subscribe button. Help the lads out. Go join the Discord, lads.city. Check us out, Hustle and Flowchart. We got our own channel too. Over on our other channel is kind of more of the, I'd say the business, kind of the education, a little more fundamentals.
A little more focused on marketing with. We're kind of shifting into more tutorials and understanding, less alpha, more fundamental understanding
for sure. Yeah, so our whole thing is we want to be the bridge and bring in a little bit deeper understanding to the NFT space, Web3 space. That's where our heads have always been. So you can go check that out if you wish, but park it here at the lads, and we're just going to keep doing our thing here live. And next week hopefully we'll have an interview. I don't know if I'll name him right now, but we were chatting with him earlier. He might be in the chat right now, but we'll just see if we can pull that off next week.
Yeah.
Push him out for
what did everybody think? Oh, that was the wrong button. What did everybody think? There we go. That's the right button.
Yeah. We really need to update our sound effects.
We do. We do.
All right. That was fun. Yeah. Thank you, Llama, too.
Thanks, everybody, for joining us.
You guys rock.
As always.
Ow, that one hurt.
We'll see you
next week at 1 p.m. Pacific every Monday.
Yes, sir.
Peace.
Bye-bye.
Hey, hey, hey. Thank you for listening to that episode. This is Joe Fear. I'm sure you probably already knew that. And Matt is not here right now, but I'm pretty sure he enjoyed the episode just as much as you and I did, because, you know, he went into the production of kind of making that thing right along with me. So thank you very much. And I want to give a quick shout out to our buddies over at Easy Webinar. These guys have been supporting us for a long time. And Casey Zeman is just a super good guy all around. He's actually been on the show before. He's the founder of Easy Webinar. So if you look up Casey Zeman on any podcast platform you're listening to, go check him out. Go check out his backstory, what he's all about. You can learn a lot about webinars as well. And right now, Easy Webinar, these guys are actually hooking you up with a great trial. It's a completely free trial to test out their software, soup to nuts, check it all out and see if it's a good fit for you. If you go to easywebinar.com/hustle, that's HUSTLE, if you didn't know how to spell hustle, there you go. So if you go to easywebinar.com/hustle, you can go grab a free trial. And Easy Webinar literally lives up to its name. It's super simple. I mean, super easy. And it does all the stuff that you're looking for in any kind of thing with webinars. I mean, they literally cover every single type of webinar you possibly can do. So from live to automated to scheduled at specific times and all these crazy features in between. Can't even list them all out.
I'll be here way too long. They give you a ton of advanced analytics, what's working, what's not during your webinar. Based off all these actions, you'll see who attended, how long they stayed, if they clicked the offer or if they didn't. Basically, you're going to make more money and you're going to work less with this thing, and you're going to create better relationships with the folks that are listening, because it's a good experience. You want to give that good experience along with some great content, of course, and a killer offer if that's what you got for them. So go try it out yourself. Go check out easywebinar.com/hustle. That's easywebinar.com/hustle. All righty. So that is the end of this episode. Thank you so much for listening to this episode, enjoying it. Hopefully you did. I'm pretty sure you did if you lasted this long. And go check out Easy Webinar when you get the chance. And we will talk to you next time. Bye-bye.